Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good evening, everybody, on this momentous event. Who is going to win? Is it going to be blue or is it going to be red tonight? I guess it's not going to be long before we find out what the fate of America is. I would like to embrace you on my new show here tonight, Positive Living Vibrations, formerly known as The Importance of Your Challenge. I'd like to just give you a quick explanation as to why I've changed the name. Sometimes we have to look at our lives and see what is not working. I had an old company name called The Art of Positive Living, and I changed it to The Importance of You due to circumstances in my life. And at the time, The Importance of You really was addressing everything I was doing. But The Art of Positive Living has been calling me back. So I have gone back to my old site, I've gone back to my old platform, and the show had to change to Positive Living Vibrations. You've heard me over and over again talk about keeping those vibrations high, riding high on those frequencies, and the name just seemed to call it out. So my website now is called The Art of Positive Living. I'm going to give you a quick link to that because it is a little bit difficult. It's the www.positive-living.cyclezone, and that's cycle without an E, cyclezone.com. positive-living.cyclezone.com, and everything is on there. Past shows from all my other shows, all the archives are there. The new shows are posted up there, and all the articles I've written in the last 11 years, plus my offerings of what I'm going to do for you. And I thank you for joining me on this new debut show of the Positive Living Vibrations. And boy, are there vibrations out there tonight, the changes that are upon us. And it's quite fitting that my guest tonight should be all about change, the change of mind in 21 days. He has a program that can shift your mindset into a positive mindset, and he can do it for you in 21 days. So I'm still going to bring you those inspirational people, everybody that you've heard before. But we're going to do it in the format of the how-tos, people coming along with answers for you to questions, to obstacles in your life, and with answers that may help you move forward. And from time to time, the show will go to an hour where I will have a roundtable forum where I'll bring on two or three guests over one particular topic, giving you a different perspective from everyone's point of view. And this is going to be quite a lot of fun. So, as I said, my old shows could be found under past shows on my new site. But let's talk about Jeffrey Miller, the change machine. And Jeffrey is an interventionist. That's quite interesting, isn't it? Because when we think of interventionists, everybody thinks about the show and drugs and alcohol. But really, we need to have an interventionist sometimes interrupt our lives and kind of put us on that right vibration, that right path, shift that mindset so that we can actually walk down the path properly. So Jeff has been an entrepreneur for over 35 years. He's having successfully built many businesses. He's also had many failures. And he will tell you that from each success and failure, he's learned the most from the failures. The why is interesting. And when he failed in his life and business, he learned how to not do something. The more he failed, the more he picked himself up and dusted off and tried again. Each failure was a blessing in disguise. He learned from these series of failures and that it was okay. Failure is not failure, it's a redirect. So, because it led to this understanding of how and why he failed, we do what we do over and over again, and sometimes not really realizing that we can't change our minds. He's a believer that we can learn to understand the mind in such a way as to alter our thought pattern from the consciousness to the subconsciousness. The word change is good and will help replace our negative habits and patterns of low self-esteem. His 21 Days to Change, the Mind Program, is about finding that place in your subconscious mind where old thoughts of old self-worth rob us of our potential to live our life we deserve. To discuss it a little further and tell us what it's all about and what his program can do for us, I'm now going to bring on Jeffrey Miller. Hello, Jeff. How are you today?
Good evening, Sarah. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. Have you voted?
Fantastic. Oh, I sure did. Bright and early this morning, Eastern Standard Time, U.S. I certainly
That's
did.
Good.
Cannot go without voting.
Waiting for it. Right, exactly.
Well, we'll
if you
see.
Want to make
we'll
change,
see.
You've got to have your voice, right? So that's important.
Well, thank
so
you very much for having me on. Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be your first guest and the new title of your new show. This is fantastic.
Yeah, and we've got to keep those positive vibrations going, right? So how
well,
about
do
you
it.
Tell me about your program? Give me some understanding of how you developed this, why you developed it, and really what it does for the people that take your course.
It's a culmination of all I've learned with strategic intervention, and that's actually being and following Tony Robbins, who has been my mentor, and Dr. Chloe Badonis, who formed the Robbins School of Strategic Intervention, Robbins Badonis, or MT. And from that, I realized that psychologically speaking, the further and further I've learned, and I've studied human needs psychology now for over a little over 2.5 years, along with my life history in it, and those were my ups and downs, which you very eloquently explained to everybody, and it's really interesting. But when we look at human needs psychology and look at that we need to do to change debilitating beliefs, low self-esteem, and come to the understanding, an unfortunate understanding, that about 85% of the population is dealing with some form of low self-esteem these days. And it's not a new thing, believe it or not. It's just been more brought to the attention of more people because of the enlightening that's going on, the shift that's happening. In studying this, 21 days seems to be a focal point. There's other programs about 21 days, but the 21 days really became prominent to me when I started writing a program to help people overcome these debilitating beliefs and this low self-esteem issues. It's extremely important. Along with the strategic intervention, I've also studied and learned quite a bit in NLP, and I'm also a practicing hypnotherapist. So I created a ball of wax from all the good things that I know, and I put it together into one enhanced program, and I call it the 21 Days to Change Your Mind. We start off, the how-to is really fantastic. We do an intake session. We determine exactly what that big issue is, and I ask that immortal question, what is that big issue that you have now in your life that you would love to see changed? And if it was changed, what 5 or 6 things would improve in your life exponentially? What and how would that feel to you? And when people have answered that question, they have to actually write it down, and then they have to send it to me with the answer to their 5 or 6 questions for the positive change. From there, we do an intake session, which I do not charge for. It's just a get-to-know-you situation session, so I have what we call keywords, and those are the words that we use on the first session where we go into the actual change. What we do is we go into a hypnotherapy program, discussion, strategic intervention. We utilize the NLP. Generally speaking, in almost 99% of all clients, I have seen positive change after the first 1 hour session, after that initial intake session. It is absolutely fantastic when you can go back and you can see where it was in your life that debilitating beliefs started to plague you. In some cases, folks have gone back as young as 3 years old, sometimes 5, 6, 7, 12, you know, there's key areas, 3 to 6, 6 to 12, and then up into adolescence. When you go back and see yourself at that age and see what you've gone through, you've actually gone in an alpha state back to the subconscious. You're recognizing those things very vividly, not in harm, by the way. We make sure that this is a very safe, very calming thing. And when you go back, you will recognize yourself at that earlier age, and you'll see that has plagued you, that has been debilitating, and that has caused those low self-esteem issues. When we come back out of the hypnosis session, you then have that information. We have that information, meaning myself and the client, and we work on that for the rest of that session. From there, they have to establish positive affirmations, which they have to write themselves. Each one of you in this program would have to write your affirmations. Those affirmations will be something you're going to do morning, noon, and night. You're going to write them down, and you're going to say them to yourself. You're going to continue to say them to yourself. You are going to start to cause the change of your mind. That is the first phase. And then we'll get back together after 6 days. we go to the second session, and we even do more and more work, of course. And then by the time we get to the third session on the 21st day, the mind has really started the reversal. It has overcome the negative. It has flipped the old habits, and it is now conditioning. It's like a new shampoo and conditioner. It's a new feel. It's a whole new you. People have said they feel enlightened, they feel lighter, they feel more jovial, they feel more at peace. People that would have normally ticked them off in life, somebody at work, a boss, just doesn't bother them anymore. It's amazing.
And that's a nice state to be, That's a really nice place to be.
Exactly.
When things just don't bother you anymore, that's when you know they have no longer got power over you. When you can look at someone, something, and just not be bothered by it. So the emotion has left the room. It's a really good program. The fact that, you know, you can do this kind of quite detailed in that 21 days. I think for a lot of people, it's the commitment of time. You know, 21 days is doable. And a lot of people will talk about a 90-day program or et cetera. And, you know, and it becomes intimidating for them, where I think that 21 days is like, I can invest 3 weeks into myself. And then clearly after they've had that breakthrough, there's still some guidance that goes on afterwards to make sure that they stay on track. And
that is correct. Absolutely. And there's also some instances where we find other issues that need to be addressed and worked on as well, and we handle those through strategic intervention. As I've done previously for the last 2.5 years, and it's a phenomenal program wherein we can really get to the root cause of these things. Once we bust it out of the heavy stuff and you get that to the forefront, second session in hypnotherapy as well brings out more, because there's sometimes some underlying things that are laying back there that you know, sometimes we all want to say, okay, I can write down that question. Yeah, that's pretty easy. I got this bothering me, and I'm just going to write that down, and I can list 5 or 6 things. That, believe it or not, is almost a form of conversational hypnosis. When I ask you to do that and physically write that down, you are asking your subconscious to tell you what is that issue. It's really pretty unique in that it does draw you out and cause you to start changing your mind right then and there.
I think we actually take more ownership when we write it. In my own program, I have people, you know, I actually have them divide their lives into, you know, everything that is disgruntled, everything you're miserable about, absolutely everything. Get the bitch fest over with. Write it all down.
There you go.
And then it's spent, because we're not meant to suppress the emotion. We need to spend it, get rid of it, out of there, detoxed. And then I do the traditional thing of, you know, set firing it and the universe take it. And then when you're feeling clean, so to speak, you haven't got those kind of issues plaguing you, you're more embracing of the new that can be there, those new possibilities. But it's the cellular level, isn't it? I mean,
yes, it is.
If you're detoxing a body, you know, physically, you can feel suddenly, really clean and really energy after a detox. And then suddenly a few weeks later, something comes out of your body, like, you know, systemic coming from your cells. And you wonder why you're having this reaction, because there's so many layers. And we have so many layers within our psyche. So I can imagine for some people, it'll probably be something that they need to really go quite deep on.
It is. It is. And one of the more important things of this whole program that I wanted to bring up, and it was brought up a couple of weeks ago on a show with Linda Sachs that I did, is what I call advanced visioning. Now, a lot of people call advanced visioning something to do with quantum leaping, quantum jumping. That's something that's come out. And I have all the faith that that's a wonderful program as well. My advanced vision technique is very simple and utilize the same type of language. Not that I realize that that's what they called it when I wrote it into this program. It's simply a straight line. If you take if you take a bow and arrow and you pull that arrow back, it's going to pretty much go in a straight line. If you advanced vision your thoughts of the completion of that you are trying to overcome in your life, that issue that wants to be overcome, that issue in your life that's going to be changed, you become the change machine. You become the machine that's physically going to take and flip that habit. But if you look at it from a straight line vision with the end goal in mind, this is my goal, to overcome this that plagues me, this that has debilitated me, this that has caused me my pain and suffering and low self-esteem, that has really stopped me in my tracks from being that person I was born to be. Straight line vision, that arrow is going to pierce through, it's going to go around, it's going to go over, it's going to go beside, it's going to blow apart anything that you could put in the way And that's mm-hmm. part of the visualization that I establish with the first, second, and third sessions, because it's got to be when you are thinking of change, you've got to have a goal set. You've got to have an honest understanding and a talk with yourself. And this is where self-talk comes in. A lot of people have a self-talk. I'm not good enough. I weigh too much. I eat too much. I this, I that. It's all negative. You can't have negative self-talk. You've got to eliminate that. You want a positive self-talk, the I ams. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am wise. All these things that you can do for yourself, you advanced vision that, you focus on it, we just go to a meditation on it. I recommend a minimum of a 10 minutes meditation a day.
Mm-hmm.
That allows you to focus on that straight line and focus on that goal. This is my first goal set in changing my habit. This is what it's going to take. In the first 21 days, if you knock the biggie out of the way, and interestingly enough, a lot of people do not actually give me the biggie when they write their question down. But
they don't know it, I think.
They sometimes don't. It becomes a metaphor for what is, though, which is the amazing mm-hmm. thing.
Yes. I find that people, you know, it's it'll be their spouse, it'll be their children, it'll be their job, it'll be their mother, it'll be something that's happened to them in the past that they can't let go. And really that's just kind of a mask of something that's so deep that they've buried it so deep, they have absolutely no understanding of what it is. And that's where you get that boomerang effect. You know, they throw that boomerang and it comes right back to hit them, and they've taken a few steps forward, but that boomerang has come back and hit them in the head because, half the time people just don't really know what it is that they're running from.
The good thing about hypnotherapy is it brings you to that realization, because you don't hide anything from yourself. Your subconscious has every speck of vibrational energy and thought that you've had since inception. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't remember it all on a daily basis, so we'd go crazy. It's too much. So relaxing, exactly, relaxing and going into an alpha state, not really asleep, but we use the terminology sleep. We use the terminology mm-hmm. deepening. You're going deeper and deeper into relaxation. You go into that alpha state. You find those things. Those things come back with you, and they come back in a joyful state, even if it was something that was, people say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to see something in myself that happened to me as a child that I'm going to be very afraid of, I'm going to be upset about, I'm not going to like somebody as a result. There is a protection mode that we put into that. You go back and see yourself with an unconditional love. That's number one. That's the all-time important thing, I think, in life in general, is the unconditional love. We've got to have that for a fellow man. And this is also important for yourself at this point. You've got to have that sense of love. And I ask clients this, can you go to the mirror, look in that mirror, and honestly tell yourself you love yourself? And I've had people say, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
What am I talking about? Let's talk about what I'm talking about. Let's talk about what you're going to do to guide yourself. I have the toolbox. You are going to be the person that's going to do the change. You become the change machine.
I mean, until people give you that free will, you can't help them. And,
correct.
You know, people have to step up. They have to say, I want to stop drowning. I want to stop being miserable, and I'm asking you for help. And I personally won't work with people that aren't ready to embrace that help. But they also have to understand is that we're handing them tools, programs, systems that allow them to do the work on themselves. Because if
correct.
They don't do the work on themselves, they're never going to have the understanding or that breakthrough or find that courage or understand their possibilities. And it isn't about, here, we're going to fix you like modern medicine does. We're going to give you a drug or a lobotomy.
Right.
You know, we're going to show you how to fix yourself. And it first is forgiveness, letting go of what does not serve you, because half the things that we seem to be upset about are really not things that really have anything to do with us. There's so little that's minor, and they've been blown up so big because they are masking something that really is painful.
That would be very correct. And for a person to change, I've often said this, if something's going to change, then something has to change. And mm-hmm. if you really think about what that says, you have to be prepared to be that change machine. How bad is the situation in your mind? How debilitating is it? Are you ready to make a change? Some people, unfortunately, there's two things that go on in our brain from the early days of our creation. It's called pain and pleasure. The brain really looks at it in that respect. It wants you to have pleasure. It doesn't want you to hurt. Pain is hurt. But that's wired into our DNA from that early time of our beginnings as humans was about protection from wild animals, from whatever, other cave people. It was that, and that's still with us. That's still with us. So, unfortunately, think about this. Take a person that goes onto a subway train in a big city and sticks a knife in somebody's side and says, give me all you have, and everybody else do the same thing and put all your belongings in my friend's bag as he walks around, or I'm going to stab this person. That person, believe it or not, is feeling pleasure. And that is a very sad thing to think about, because certainly the person with a knife in their side is feeling pain. They're not feeling pleasure. The pleasure they'll feel is when this guy's off the train and gone and hopefully caught. So it's amazing what happens. We've got to do the same thing for changing our minds. We've got to say, we have to throw away the old bathrobe. It's worn out. It's time to go. Those slippers with the holes in them, when I go to get the mail, my feet get wet. So
exactly.
You've got to want to do this. You've really got to have the desire, and I call it a white-hot burning desire. You've got to have passion about this for yourself, that you recognize the change is what is necessary for your well-being. And then it's going to happen.
If you think about it, there's an awful lot of people that the thing that they're most disgruntled about is being a victim.
Correct.
And when you choose not to be a victim, that is actually when you stop being that victim and you start letting go. And, you know, every single one of us has got, you know, a disgruntled somewhere along the line of somebody who's done us wrong. But do we empower that person who has done us wrong by continuing to be the victim? Or do we empower ourselves to stop being victimized and depower the person that put the knife in our side?
You're exactly right. Yes.
And change that mindset. Yes. And, you know, I've been a victim myself in my life, and I know that it can be hard to do that. But at some point it was like, why am I giving them the power to cripple my life?
Well, look at the other side of it, too. You're exactly right on that, Sarah. It's amazing, though, when we think about being a victim and the victim state of, you know, the status of being a victim. They say, status? Yes. You're actually taking a status role to be a victim. What is that person that you are so unhappy with that's done that terrible thing to you in your life? What do they feel about your anger about them? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Chances are you've got nothing to do with them. They aren't in your life anymore. And even if they are, they do not know when this comes upon you and you feel that urge to go, ooh, boy, I can't stand you for what you did to me in my life.
Right.
Whatever it may be. They don't feel it. So who is suffering? Whose vibrational energy goes to the bottom of the drain? Yours.
Stop.
Who's going to make the change? Right.
Yeah. Stop feeding the problem, fuel the solution. And
that
the solution
is
taking that empowerment over self. You know, I recognize I have a blockage. I recognize that I need some changes in my life. And, you know, for every one of us, that the desire may be there. We may have taken other programs, but there's still something that kind of latches onto us, and we can't unlatch it. And this is why I think your hypnotherapy approach to things, of getting down into that cellular level, of going somewhere where we've blocked off so completely that we don't even know what it is that's, you know, creating this fear, creating this blockage, and making us so fearful and moving forward. And so that hypnotherapy of being able to get down into a deeper level, I think it's absolutely a great approach to it, because I do know in my own programs, when people actually look at what the issue is, they start realizing the issue isn't that big. It's their perception of the issue that makes it big.
Exactly. That's very true. It is your interpretation based on your own recollection of what it was. Some of it is bad. Some of it is really plaguing. Some of it is stuff that's really tough. And those are the abuse issues and things to do with that happen in life, unfortunately, very unfortunately, to both male and female. Some of it is no more than a bully in the schoolyard. Some of it's no more than somebody said something to you, and you thought you were being this fun child, and all of a sudden they kept saying, no, 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 you can't do that. You grow up thinking that you aren't good enough. You grow up thinking somebody doesn't love you. It starts and it stems from that, and it spreads like a virus, because everything you do as you go into your adult life is actually based on that very, very early childhood back memory that you don't really recall.
Yeah.
And we call it the triggering. The triggering is something said, something's done, and it triggers you. It's somebody pulled the trigger, and boom, the gun goes off, and you subconsciously remember enough to cause a protection for you. And what does that protection do? It sets you up on another wave of whatever it is that's going to this debilitating pattern of belief and behavior. And it's very unfortunate that 85% of the population is suffering with this today in this world. And
well, you know,
it's crazy.
I know. I try and teach people to place importance upon themselves, not self-importance. Self-importance is derived by ego and insecurity, but place importance upon themselves. We are with us for the rest of our lives. We are our own particular leaders. We are the people that other people look up to. We have to live in our abundance. We have to embrace all of us, our soul, our heart, our spirit, our knowingness. And we can't do that if we're carrying, as you say, the old proverbial holy coat on us that's dragging us down.
Correct.
And so we have
right.
to take that off. We have to embrace all that we can be. And we have to embrace what's there for us, our possibilities. And we have to embrace it wholeheartedly without past issues. So I highly recommend people take your course. Would you now, it's got to that time, would you please tell everybody how to get hold of you?
Yes, on Facebook, I am Jeffrey Miller, J-E-F-F-R-U-I Miller, The Interventionist. If you Google, Facebook's the easiest way to reach me in the search bar at the top, The Interventionist. You'll get right to my page. And or on to send me a personal message. They can probably click through on that. And there's a new website being built and a Facebook page actually being designed right now for the 21 Days to Change Your Mind. And that page will be a place where everybody can go to and just basically talk out how they're doing with the program and keep in touch with others that are working the program. There's also a book coming out, guys, and the book should be out within the next month. I've got to be in L.A. the 1st of December. Right after that, I hope before the 1st of the year, actually, the book will launch. It's going to be a companion book. It's about the how-to, and it's something that you'll be able to read about the 21 days to change your mind. And from reading the book, it's going to give everybody a much better feel about, I can do this. This isn't a not I can do this. This is a, I can do this. I can do this. I can change my mind. And if you start to eliminate one small, and I say small because some of our debilitating beliefs are small, and we think they're big because they plague us in such big ways. But take that one small one. Start nipping them away one at a time, one at a time. Peel the layers. Get rid of this stuff. Shed it. And all of a sudden, people look at you and go, who the heck are you and what'd you do with the other person? Because they see such a change. They see you, and you're enlightened, and you're bubbly, and you're bouncing. It's there's this wonderful feeling that comes over you when you know you have taken and changed your mind, and you brought it to the forefront, and you said, I will not allow this to serve me in my life because it doesn't serve me. This is not who I want to be. This is not what I want to do. We have also gone a step further in this program. I am together with a group of mastermind expert coaches from all over the world. There's now 12 of us. We all, in our own right, have expert programs to work with, and we're called Carousel Partners International. We will be launching webinar series very shortly. Those webinar series are going to be available for free. Part of my program will be there, and also a lot of the other coaches' programs. In fact, everybody's, as a matter of fact. So look forward to that, folks. That's Carousel Partners International. Please join with me. I've got a special, special pricing for this program because I was so blessed to be on the show with you tonight, Sarah. I'm going to knock 30% off the actual cost of this program. The normal cost of the 21 days to change your mind is $500. I'm going to let it out for $299. And I'll tell you what, I'll even go a step further than that. The first 10 people. The first 10 people that contact me will do $199. I want you to get the change. It's not about the money. It's about getting the change. Please get in touch.
So hear that, folks. You have no excuse. He's reduced the price. It's only 21 days to get this going. Take the plunge. Go for it. Embrace your change. Thank you so much for coming on, Jeffrey. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me. And everybody, thanks very much, and I wish you all the best. Thanks.
Look forward
to speaking with you. Have a lovely evening. Okay. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next week on Positive Living Vibrations, I have Susan Turnboyle, and it's on money and your beliefs. What is your relationship with money, and where does that come from? You will be surprised. It was quite deep and quite a revelation for me. So if money is an issue for you in the making of it, in the way you view it, in its dictatorship of you, this is the show to listen to. Where does the money belief come from, and what can we do about it? Thank you so much for tuning in. Please take advantage of Jeffrey's offer, and the excitement should be on any moment. Know who the winner is, and who your president is in the USA. And for everybody, I wish you a wonderful night. Thank you.